As the DA in the Northwest, we have noted the budget speech that we have labeled as a hang in there and just survive budget that was presented today by the MEC of Finance, Motlalepule Kgosho. This comes after 2 weeks after an empty SOPA speech, and this budget fails dismally in addressing the real needs of the residents. The Early Childhood Development Program has been transferred from Social Development to the Department of Education, and this is a risk because education currently does not or is not able to spend its own allocations, leading to forfeiture of some of the funds. We are concerned about the funds allocated for economic development to support small, medium and micro enterprises and the establishment of special economic zones. Despite dishing out COVID grants in the most non-transparent manner, nothing much can be said about the Department of Economic Development. Despite its intended crucial mandate of being the lifeline that ensures the province rises from the COVID effects, the department is dead. We welcome the allocation to the Office of the Premier on funding the review of public entities. We believe it is long overdue, but it also speaks more of a government sleeping on the job since 2019, because that should have been a priority when the sixth administration came into power. We welcome the 1.2 billion allocated for job creation initiatives related to maintenance and construction, but we like to caution government that schools in Swaziland, Taung, Bethel and Khanyisa with serious infrastructure challenges should be prioritized. These schools in some instances are left with incomplete projects with only slabs built years ago that were left deserted. The DA expected the MEC to provide a strengthened monitoring and evaluation system under her office and the Office of the Premier towards monitoring the utilization of the allocated funds. Forfeiture and forfeiting of much-needed conditional grants, as has been the norm, must be a thing of the past. We will hold the MEC accountable to her words when she said they will commit to using the limited financial resources to achieve value for money and create a conducive environment for job creation.